Rupture avec Ziad Naoufal sur 96.2 FM.
Bonsoir à tous et à toutes, il est 20h passé de quelques secondes dans les studios de Radio Liban 96.2 FM. Rupture avec notre invité Tamer Abourazale ce soir. We are happy and privileged to welcome in the studios of Radio Lebanon prolific Palestinian musician Tamer Abourazale. We will be talking tonight about Tamer's latest venture, the album Thulth, which is released internationally this month. We will also be going over some of Tamer's other current projects, such as Aleph, a sort of Arab supergroup that is often featured in this program, as well as his work with his companion Mariam Saleh. First things first, though, let us start with a track from a new album, Thulth.
ورمحت خيوله وارتدت الشمس اللؤلؤ ورنمت
Tamer Abourazale, it's a pleasure to have you with us in the studios of Radio Lebanon tonight. Hello.
Hi, Ziad Kifak. It's the pleasure is all mine.
We meet at last. we should say.
Yeah, finally.
I've been listening to you for a good number of years now, and I've been watching you play live for a good number of years now, and I've always wanted to have you on this program, and finally, the gods have listened to us. And
likewise, and actually, I've always listened about and heard about the program, but finally, I have the honor of being here.
Well, we have a great opportunity, which is this wonderful new album that you've just released called Thulth. And we're going to be listening to a few tracks from it tonight, and you're going to be telling us about the making of this album, the crafting of the different songs on this album. For our listeners who are not familiar with Tamer Abu Ghazaleh, I suspect there should not be too many of them, because we've often played you and played your different bands and ventures on this program. Well, Tamer, you were born in Cairo to a Palestinian family. You've studied music in Ramallah in Palestine. And you've released Mir'at, which is the album that I've come to know you through, in 2008. Mm-hmm. Between Mir'at and Thulth, you've been extremely busy. You've released an album with Alif. You've also worked with Maryam Saleh on her first album. Mm-hmm. So tell us a bit about Tamer Abu Ghazaleh, the musician. When did you first feel a vocation towards music? Apparently, it's from a very young age.
It is, yeah. I was actually, I found myself since a very young age engaged in a choir that I learned afterwards that my mother has established, a choir in Cairo that sings revolutionary Palestinian songs, and I found myself always in the choir's rehearsals and watching their shows, and suddenly they tell me that I started walking on stage and singing with them and joining the rehearsals without anyone inviting me to. And with time, I started getting curious towards the choir's instruments, the people playing the instruments, and afterwards the fact that those people playing the instruments often came with new tunes. So I was interested and curious about how they create those tunes, and I started wanting to learn all those instruments and learning how to create tunes as well, and it went from there.
Were you born into a musical family?
No, it's more a poetic family.
Both of your parents are writers?
My mother only is a writer. My father is a poetry lover. He memorizes all Arabic poetry by heart, and I often hear it at home.
You were surrounded by this growing up.
Yeah, exactly.
Eventually, you went to study in Palestine under the guidance of Khalid Gibran. Mm-hmm. This is what I learned from my different readings of your biographies online. Mm-hmm. Khalid Gibran, who is the brother of Camilla Gibran, which we will be listening to later this evening. There's a first album that you've released when you were quite young. And then there's the release of Mir'at in 2008. We're going to be listening to a track from Mir'at, but before we do, can you tell us a bit about the making of Mir'at and what drove you to the crafting of these seven absolutely angry and crazy songs?
Well, it was the first phase in which I tried to, in which I was actually bored of the way I used to compose, and I was trying to do anything that can amuse me more with the music I'm creating, and I feel now when I listen to Mir'at that it was the very raw sense of this experimentation trial. Mir'at, the song we will be listening to now is one of my favorites, because it took a lot of years in which I was trying to create different layers of melodies on top of each other, in a way that combined my learning of music back then, when I was actually learning theory and composition and counterpoint, etc., and also my different influences that I remember from listening to Beethoven at the time and learning about classical music, to listening to a lot of oud and classical Arabic music. So the song is somewhat a result of this phase of learning and experimenting.
Let's listen to Mir'at right now and talk some more about the album from which it originates right after. Thank you.
حلمتك حلمتك
عيناك مقامان للأولياء عيناك مقامان للأولياء عيناك مقامان للأولياء عيناك مقامان للأولياء
عيناك مقامان للأولياء عيناك مقامان للأولياء عيناك مقامان للأولياء عيناك مقامان للأولياء
عيناك مقامان للأولياء عيناك مقامان للأولياء عيناك مقامان للأولياء
مقام يزار وفان للنذور ويشعل فيه فيه السراج
مقام يزار وفان للنذور ويشعل فيه فيه السراج
مقام يزار وفان للنذور للنذور ويشعل فيه فيه السراج مقام يزار وفان ويشعل فيه فيه السراج
يشعل فيه السراج بزيت الطقوس
يشعل فيه السراج بزيت الطقوس وآخر أطفو على الماء فيه حلمي ويضيء لي الأشياء وآخر أطفو على الماء فيه حلمي ويضيء لي الأشياء مقام يزار وفاء ويشعل فيه فيه السراج مقام يزار وفاء للنذور ويشعل فيه فيه السراج عيناك مقامان للأولياء مقام يزار وفاء للنذور ويشعل فيه فيه السراج عيناك مقامان للأولياء مقام يزار وفاء للنذور ويشعل فيه فيه سراج مقام يزار وفاء للنذور ويشعل فيه فيه سراج مقام يزار وفاء للنذور ويشعل فيه فيه سراج ويشعل فيه فيه سراج يشعل فيه السراج بزيت الطقوس وآخر يطفو على الماء فيه حلمي ويضيء لي الأشياء وآخر يطفو على الماء فيه حلمي ويضيء لي الأشياء
Tamer, do you feel strange listening to this album today?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
It's a completely mad album. It's a completely insane album, I think, in the right and good senses of the word.
Thank you.
Actually, when I listened to it for the first time, I had no idea that you were so young when you made it. Mm. It sounds like the sound of someone who knows his craft very well, someone who's mastered different compositional techniques, different musical techniques, and who's coming at these traditions from a completely skewed angle. So there's the concept of layering is very, very present. The concept of making different music traditions collide with one another is very present. I when I listened to it, I was completely taken aback from the different influences and different techniques that come into it. I don't know if this makes sense, but
Definitely, I think there were at the time it was. I mean, during the phase in which I was working on those songs, I was also learning music at the same time, I guess, and that was sometimes very. It influenced the music very directly. Where when I first came to learn to really listen to the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven, where the all the voices came in, I woke up the next day literally with a lot of sounds with counterpoint that I then
integrated
into mir'a, or they came out there during the making of the songs really directly, because the next day I had to listen to a piece by Fareed al-Atrash, for example, and when I say listen, it was very serious kind of listening.
Technical.
It was the idea was to listen to new styles when we were being taught music appreciation, etc. We were taught to listen until we actually have this new genre or style in our body very naturally, and not something that we're trying to analyze. So when we were introduced to a new piece, we used to listen for days in non-stop loops. And this is why, really, when I used to listen to all those kinds of genres and cultural music from different cultures, whether it's classical or classical Arabic or Indian, Turkish, jazz, etc., it all went directly into
what you were making yourself,
to what I was making at that period, because it maybe it was a coincidence that in that phase I was in parallel trying to find a way to break my boredom in creating music, and this is why maybe it was directly influential. Yeah.
Were you met with any resistance from, say, your teachers, your colleagues, friends who were listening to your music? Were you criticized for this the way you were making these different traditions and musical styles meld and coalesce in your own music? Or on the contrary?
On the contrary, I remember when there was the first song among this batch was Namla, and then Hub and Takhabut, and those songs were, maybe Takhabut was the craziest at the time, and yes, for Takhabut in specific, because it's so chaotic, first it was met with some laughter and "Are you serious?" and things like that, as if I was telling a joke. And actually, Khaled Gibran was the one who insisted that, no, take it serious, you're right, this is a song, you should go forward, you should enhance it in some ways and fix ABC, and it went from there. When I noticed that those experiments were something that made me happy or something I believed I should be doing, I then continued with the rest accordingly without questions.
Takhabut was actually the first song I heard of Mir'a, and I came at it from a very strange perspective. I was watching a music festival in Beirut, and they had a showing of short films and videos, and one of those short films they showed was for a young Lebanese filmmaker called Hassan Halwani, and he had made a video for Takhabut.
Yeah.
And this is how the video is amazing, but the song is even more amazing, and I was like, what is that? And I waited for the credits at the end, and I saw your name, and I went and I looked for the album, and thankfully it was available at that time in town in Beirut, and I was able to buy it and listen to the rest of it.
It's good to know. Yeah.
Let's listen presently to a track from your new album. So this is 8 years later.
Mm-hmm.
8 years later, we have a new Tamer Abu Ghazaleh album on our hands. The album was released last this month in June, right, if I'm not mistaken?
End of May, yeah, not 29th May.
Okay, and there have been concerts, or there are concerts that are planned to showcase the album.
Yes, it was released on its release date in Cairo, in the American University Theater in Cairo, and then in Beirut 2 weeks ago.
You played a concert at Metro Al Medina.
At Metro Al Medina, exactly, and then we're moving to release in Europe in 2 months now.
Let's listen to one track and then talk in more detail about the album and future live dates.
إلى كل الجعاني من تشيلي للصين هناك أكل مجاني في أرض فلسطين يستمر العرض من سنة الألفين أو قبل بشوي وحتى يوم الدين. جعانين من تشيلي للصين كأكل مجاني في أرض فلسطين. يستمر العرض من سنة الألفين أو قبل بشوي وحتى يوم الدين. وبالتالي يا حلوين يلا تعوا زورونا وكلوا من الخيرات بترجعوا شبعانين. بيمشي على الرجلين وبيطلع ياكل رصاصة على الحاجز أو فشك يعبيله كرشين. الأكل المجاني ببلادنا جاهز، اللي بده بيمشي على الرجلين وبيطلع ياكل رصاصة على الحاجز أو فشك يعبيله كرشين. واللي ما يتجوع بلا مآخذ وياكل صاروخ في اللباس يترقص ويضل بخصره هازز. لو يشوفه غضنفر يهتف باسم حماس أو يطلع يقعد على بوز الدبابة على الجدار يرحب بالقناص أو يطلب أوردر على البيت أكلات قنابل ريحة وصوت رصاص مطاط. أو يوم شو ما يستنى فوق مستوى مظاهرة وقبل ما تروح بتوصلوا أكلات عشوائية من فتحاوي بين هالناس. أو يطلب طبخة من المسؤولين طبختهم ريحتها بتستل أكتر من قار طبختهم بلا مواد حافظة وفاهمة بلا مكونات. واللي من الجوع حتشيل إن شاء الله يتجش على الحيط وينسى النقطة ويصلي بمقر الجهاد للسلطة وبشيل مخيم
This was Khabar Ajil from Tamer Abu Ghazali's new album, Thulth. A very funny incident I was telling you about when we first met tonight. I was giving a conference about Lebanese alternative music in Frankfurt a few months ago, and an Egyptian musician who's a great fan of your work and myself were giving this talk together, and she played this video, and I asked her at the end of the song, well, can you tell our German audience a bit about the lyrics of the song and translate them for us? And she just stopped and said no. There's a lot of lyrical content.
There is.
Yeah. And which brings me to my next question, Tamer, which is, What influences your musical content? How do you go about writing what you write about? It seems like you find your material in everyday life and also in more abstract things. Tell us a bit about your process, if you would like.
I'm in terms of texts, it's always it depends on each case, because sometimes I find a text that I really love and sometimes that text triggers a tune in my head later that becomes a song, and sometimes it doesn't. It's just a text that I love and I stop there. And the same happens with the lyrics. Sometimes whenever the lyrics are something I wrote, it's because the at least the theme jumped into my head without prior planning. And Khabar Ajal is one of the cases where one day I found myself singing إلى كل الجوعانين من الشيء. It came on Naturally. Its own that sentence is specific. And yes, I mean, like you said, it especially the lyrics I write are very spontaneous, depending on the circumstances I'm living in those days, the days in which I write those lyrics.
As far as the music on these two albums is concerned, there's a stark difference between the two albums, in the sense that Mir'at is more you playing solo with a few contributors here and there, while when we listen to the new album Thulth, we get the feeling that there's a complete band at play and working together and composing together. Am I wrong in assuming that?
You're absolutely right. The Mir'at was completely put together
by yourself,
with me with the demo software, and trying to come out with the songs and how I was trying to know how those songs can be translated into a recording, and I was learning that process through creating demos, etc., before I went into the studio. Afterwards, the Thulth came after we started playing the songs live with the band, and the band itself was, I mean, part of why the drums are there is because Khayyam wrote to me one day and said, "Tamer, you need to start doing live shows, and I will be your drummer." And he was living in London at the time, and he said, "I'm coming to Beirut on X month, and we're going to rehearse, and we will be doing a show." And I was like, "Khayyam, I'm too busy that period. I'm not ready to create a live show yet out of my music, and I don't know exactly what instruments will be there, etc." And he was like, "No, we
have to do
it. We'll be going ahead, and I will be the drummer, and that's it." And a good friend of mine from Beirut, Kind Hassan, at the time was also part of the conspiracy, and she set a live date and said, we're going to throw a concert, and that's it. So I was literally pushed into doing this, but in the end, I mean, the band came together in a sort of a natural way,
organically.
And the songs developed using this sound of the band. The songs developed from being songs that I'm used to playing alone into fully orchestrated songs among the band, including the band's dynamics and the lines of each instrument, and then in the end came the phase when we were recording Thulth, where we could actually not only use the band but also use the fact that we're recording, and we can add even more lines from more instruments and make it even richer. So I when I compare Thulth to Mir'at, I think I find that Mir'at is a bit straightforward and raw music, while Thulth is maybe a closer imagination to the songs as they should be heard, sound-wise.
I know that we said we would move on to playing influences right now, but do you mind terribly if we modify this a little bit and listen to a song from Thulth, because this is what we've been discussing, and this will give an example and an illustration of what we've been talking about.
Great.
In the last couple of minutes. So I think the next track we had from Thulth is Namla.
We can do that.
Great. Would you like to say something about this song, or shall I go ahead and play it?
The only thing to note about the song is that it was the first song I tried to compose in an experimentation approach. I composed it around 13, 14 years ago. It did not come out in Mir'at because it wasn't really complete. I didn't feel the song was there yet. And I forgot about it for a long while, and then it came back in the live shows and developed along with the band, and now in Thulth.
Anna. وكأن ربي
And we have moved on to my favorite part of these interviews, which is where I ask musicians about songs that they would like played on the program to complement their own songs and some maybe speak about their influences and why this and why that, etc. So I think this is the first time that I ever play an Umm Kulthum song on this program, and I would like to thank you for that. So tell us why Umm Kulthum in this particular track of hers that I had never heard before.
I mean, Umm Kulthum is a major representative of a certain era of Arabic music that had a major influence on I think everyone living in the region, whether they like it or not, and especially if you were raised in Cairo like I was, because you listen to Umm Kulthum everywhere you go. Without any choice of it, in on the radio, on TV, in the cab, while you're walking the street,
she's a constant presence.
And for a long time, I hated Umm Kulthum because of that. I didn't actually, I didn't actually like listening to her nor understand why people have this passion towards her music. And when I went back to live in Ramallah, I understood then because it was a different angle of seeing her work than when we used to discuss the Arabic music and how it evolved in that age, and especially the earlier music of Umm Kulthum and Abd al-Wahhab and Said Darwish and others, the 20s, 30s era where compositions were extremely fresh, and when you even listen to them now, you think it's something very experimental.
Complex.
It's complex in its tunes and its rhythms, etc. And this is one I had to listen to Umm Kulthum again from a different
perspective,
and I came to learn the beauty of this music and the beauty of tarab in general as a genre. And yes, I think Ahl al-Hawa is one of the songs. It's in Nahawand and Nahawand Maqam, and it's one of the songs that really juice the tarab out of the Nahawand, and this is why I love it.
What a very apt description. We're moving on now to something completely different, and yet probably in the very rich and dense mind of Tamur Abu Ghazali, something also very similar. This is Queen. So we're moving to the Anglo-Saxon world and to this very famous Queen song, Bohemian Rhapsody. What drew you to this song? Is it the vocal harmonies? Is it the way they mix different music genres in it?
Actually, it was I came to know this song by coincidence. I was watching a movie and then in the movie there was this track in its credits, and I was amazed by how inconsistent the track is and how really consistent it is also, and then I came to know Queen and their work, and this track in specific was a mind opener in terms of that songs don't have to go through a certain conventional flow. They can go anywhere they want depending on their own need, that the songs need in its journey towards its end. It's a beautiful track.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter.
Oh, you to the Fandango.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go. Will not let you go.
Never,
will not let you go.
Oh, oh,
no, 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 no.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
Somewhere between Mir'a and Thulth, and somewhere between working on Maryam Saleh's first album, you've had the time, I don't know how, to work on this project, which must have taken a lot of time and energy because of the stupendous amount of musicianship involved. Alif is a band composed of Tamer Abu Ghazaleh on buzo and vocals, Khayyam Allami, which you mentioned earlier, who's playing oud, two Lebanese musicians, Bashar Farran on bass, Khaled Yassin on drums, and to top it all off, Maurice Luca from Egypt on keyboards. Tell us a bit about how this band came about. It's a band that I very often play in these programs, in my Ruptures programs, and I've always wondered how how your very distinct musical collaboration came about.
It's actually it was meant to be one-off get together at a certain project for that was made for the London Olympics in 2012. We came together in a workshop in Liverpool and started working on songs, and then Khayyam Alami had the idea to bring certain people who he likes to listen to and work with, and he came actually with some starting ideas that sparked all the music that came afterwards, and triggered the fact that we loved the project and wanted to actually do more workshops afterwards and come up with new music and find new ways to have residencies, because each one of us used to live in a different country and still to some extent. So we managed to get together once or twice a year to create music, and throughout the performances we had the chance to have a couple of days before each performance to also play together more and start off new ideas. And then came the album where we had long sessions of work. It's actually we've been playing Alif songs for 4 years now. But if we condense the period, it would be maybe a total of 3-4 months, including the album recording. So yeah, I think there's a lot more to do with Alif, especially that. Each of us has a certain different characteristic of references and of his output in music, and getting together isn't that easy when we want to create something new. And it's actually this is the joyful part, is that we get to try to understand why each of us is suggesting that musical suggestion at the time, and this is the very interesting part about joining those guys.
Thank you for clearing that up. Some of the songs on the album are your own compositions. Some are poems by Mahmoud Darwish and other Arab poets. The song we just listened to of the album, Aina Martama, is one of your own compositions. What is Sot?
It's my lyrics, but the band's composition.
Thank you for clearing that up again. And the band will be touring, if I'm not mistaken, next month, Alif, right?
Yes, we have a tour coming up to follow up on the album release, and it will be between the UK and the rest of Europe and Denmark and France and Germany. And yes, we're trying to figure out now how we'll get together again in order to start creating new material,
yeah. Before we move on to your own concert, dates of concerts, because we need to talk about that as well, let's listen to another one of your collaborations. This is a track that you've recorded with Maryam Saleh. Mm-hmm. So Egyptian singer Maryam Saleh, who's been very active on the Egyptian and Arab scenes for a while now. I've been listening to her and playing her different songs for a while now, and you've chosen something very new for us tonight. Tell us a bit about this Maryam Saleh song.
It's actually a song by Zaki Nassif, and we've been, Maryam and I have been listening to Zaki Nassif for a very long time, and maybe each separately before that, and one day she was singing it out loud, and I was instantaneously a line came to my head, a piano line to accompany that, and then the arrangement came to life, and we decided that we want to record this, and the song came through.
Yeah.
عاشقة الوردي by زكي نصيف, reinterpreted by تامر أبو غزالي and مريم صالح on vocals. I should mention that a lot of these songs that we've listened to tonight can be found on your SoundCloud page, Tamir.
Mm-hmm, true.
And there's also a website, a Tamir Abu Ghazali website.
It's tamir.ag.
Absolutely. Yeah. And tell us a bit about future dates for concerts. We've been talking about this all night, but we failed to mention them. My bad. So no. Future plans for Tamir on the road.
The plans known so far is are related to the album's Europe release, which will be on the 26th of August, and then a tour will follow starting the 1st October until February 2017. It's still being put together, but the main release concert will be in Paris and Festival Île-de-France on the 7th of October. And yeah, that's it for now. I'm still hoping to be able to release the album in other Arab countries, including Amman and Tunisia in specific, and in Palestine, of course. Hopefully.
So far in the Arab world, you've only done Beirut and Cairo, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
We should also mention that the album is released on your own label, Mustaqil.
Mm-hmm.
The same goes for the Maryam Saleh and Zaid Hamdan album, Halawilla, which was also released on Mustaqil. This is a label that you've created after the Iqa adventure a couple of years ago, correct?
Yes, that's true.
And we're going to finish off tonight with another song from Thulth. And this is a song that we mentioned tonight, Takhabbut. It's the first Tamir Abu Ghazali song that I heard. It was at the time included on your first album. This is a new version of Takhabbut that you've reworked for Thulth.
I'd like to think of it as the more elaborated version, the version that is a bit more complete in its sound and flow.
I'm eager to listen to it. And I would like to thank you for this hour of music and hour of conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tamir Abu Ghazali, it's a pleasure to have you with us, and wishing you the best of luck for the tour to come and for future albums and music.
Thanks, Ziad.
ذاك اليوم مع انه الشمس شربت كاس ونسيت تطلع ونسيت تنزل مش مسكان هداك اليوم مع انه الشمس شربت كاس ونسيت تطلع ونسيت تنزل مش مسكان هداك اليوم مع انه الشمس شربت كاس ونسيت مش مسكان هداك اليوم مع انه الشمس شربت كاس ونسيت تطلع ونسيت تنزل ليلت امبارح جاني نوم ليلت امبارح جاني نوم مع انه الشمس والقلقاس مع انه الشمس والقلقاس احنا لسه في اول ليله حلمو السحاب حلمو السحاب حلمو السحاب حلمو السحاب حلمو 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 السحاب حلمو السحاب بتضحك حلمو في بقى الشرب بصان حلمو السحاب بتضحك حلمو في بقى الشرب حلمو في بقى الشرب حلمو في بقى حلمو في حلمو 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 في حلمو في بقى حلمو في بقى الشرب بصان
كلمه تتمنى
صلي شخصي الأكرم